This week, as the dust settles and the champagne glasses are cleaned, we discuss the best of the Cannes Festival, the winners, the contenders, and also PhD's performance in the biggest advertising festival in the world. Can we do it? Yes, we can. It's a Cannes special from PhD Australia. So, apologies up front for the terrible joke in the intro. Hey, I'm Chris Stevenson, and joining me this week on the PhD cast, regulars, Jess.
Hi.
Lauren.
Hello.
Christian.
Hello.
And Stuart.
Hi there.
Hey, happy to be here.
I'm always happy to be here.
This week we're talking Cannes. How's everyone doing?
Good,
yes,
great.
We can.
Yes, we can. Right, let's get straight into it. So, an amazing festival again this year, a great performance from PhD. We'll come on to talk about that. I want to talk about some of your highlights and some of your favourite work that emerged from the festival. Lauren, you were looking at the Innovation Lions, is that right?
That's correct. So I had a quick look at a few of the entries on the Innovation Lions page, and two stuck out to me of ones that I loved. Obviously, there was some really great execution, the actual Grand Prix winner from the Sochi Olympics. But my favorite was the Fiat Live store from Isobar in Brazil.
And for those of you, for those listeners who aren't familiar with that, what was Fiat Live and this Fiat Live store, and how did it work?
So the Fiat Live store, they actually built out a store where they had actual salespeople with a headset on, with a camera, a two-way microphone, and they would actually walk around the cars live as people tuned into the store from their home. So you could basically connect to somebody and they would give you a personal tour with a first-person point of view of the car, so you didn't have to actually go into a dealership to do all of this, and you could ask them questions and they would be knowledgeable about the car. You could say, I want to go see the Fiat 500 versus another model, so they would walk to that model and show you. Another really interesting element to it was the fact that they could query different colors or query different wheels or kind of aspects of the car. And using a mobile phone from the kind of the virtual dealer person, they would show them looking through the elements of the phone. So let's say it's wheels. They'd go through a whole bunch of different wheels. And at the same time, on the screen at the user's end, the wheels would pop up as an augmented reality overlay. So I thought it was just an amazing execution of this idea, which I think has been around for a little while. People have been kicking around, how do we do a virtual dealer interface, yeah, so that people don't have to go in, they don't have to deal with the kind of pushy salespeople and all that kind of stuff, because that's been something working on automotive clients in the past that we've always thought about. But I think this was a fantastic execution of how to bring that to life.
And what kind of results, what kind of effect did Fiat see, and what were the... Sorry, I just won't go into that question. It's Cannes, it doesn't matter.
Is not printed out, so I have no idea.
Very well.
Well, she was stunning.
Very well.
She was amazing. I was going to cut that out, but I think I'll leave it in.
Will
you make the face you just made for the photo? So
people
are listening, they can see the face that you made at that point.
I do remember one stat from the video. They did have 465,000 users, or monthly users, I can't remember what they said, which I thought was quite impressive for an online interface. And then I believe they also said 67% of those live calls turned into a test drive, which is an amazing conversion if those are the right stats. So please don't quote me on those.
That's okay.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
It's like most of Cannes judging. If those stats are right, they're really good. so this is like a live Cannes judging as we are. Yeah. There we go. And what else emerged from that category? What else in the innovation category stood out for you?
The other one that I really enjoyed, but I don't think it was actually executed for a client, was an entry called Points, the most advanced sign on Earth. And it's from the team at Breakfast in New York. They had a traditional sign that with you know how you'd come up to a sign and there'd be four different blocks or arrows going off in different directions, and it would say such and such a place 3 miles away, such and such a place 4 miles away in another direction. Well, they've actually created a sign that all of those points, the arrow pointing signs, actually spin around 360 degrees and
in case there's an invasion.
Exactly. And they can
confuse the enemy.
Exactly. New York's that way, of course. You're not in New York. But what you can do is you can actually, there's a menu at the bottom, so you could change based off of what you wanted to see. So if you wanted restaurant recommendations, the arrows would spin around and point you in the direction of three different restaurants and tell you how far it was. You could also get live Twitter information, so tell you what was trending hashtags. And they'd point them in the direction. So let's say it was like, Oscars, hashtag Oscars was going one way, hashtag, you know, Mets, Yankees, I don't even know if they could play each other, or if they're the same sport, I'm so sorry.
Right, no one here would be,
no one,
we're saying yes.
We're just nodding.
I'm pretty sure they're both New York baseball teams, but I don't know for sure.
Pretty safe bet no one here is going to correct you, you're fine.
So they would tell you what was going on there, and they would also tell you the live scores of those events and things like that. No one can see me pointing.
I think
and
we
doing
do
the
that.
Dance. Okay. So just in the photo with this cast, just make the face you made on the results
and
just point.
Let's just put Lauren in for next year in terms of the innovation.
Exactly. Lauren is
entered.
But how did it not have any client attached to it? Like, how can it be entered though?
I don't know about that, but it does describe that it's a completely ground up working, that they've been working on it for 4 years. They've been working on it in between client work over the past three years. And
I'm not going to say they deserve to win.
And it just said that
next year it's going to be the best lunch campaign because actually it has never been done. This was the very day lunch this agency.
Yeah, well they have said we have received over 500 serious inquiries for large scale installations from cities and businesses, including 13 of the 50 largest cities in the world. We continue to negotiate contracts for a variety of clients with the goal of putting signs on the pavement in the near future.
I mean, call me cynical, already invented Cannes and using Cannes as an advertising tool. Is that not...
Although, is
anti-
that not innovation?
Well, probably ends that
someone
next year.
Someone call it innovation, someone call it scam.
No, I totally understand that, which is why...
I'd love to write loads of awards for things that never actually happened.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Well, I think the only thing is that they have built this and they do have a working prototype. So I understand your point, and that's why I said I actually do love the Fiat Live store because it is an actual execution for a client. But I thought this was actually quite an interesting execution from a tech response, like a tech side of things. But I agree with you. I kind of felt like, ooh, there's no client attached to it. I wonder even how it got shortlisted as a winner in Cannes, but that's not my realm to say that's
exactly. I think if it's good enough for a Cannes jury, it's good enough for us.
Well, exactly.
Then again, and they both got gold. Is that right in the innovation category? Or they got lions.
They got lions
of some colour.
They got lions.
They've got like a neon blue lion or something like that, perhaps.
Yeah.
But it wasn't neither of them won the category. The category winner was some Saatchi. Yeah.
Yes, that was the 3D LED screen in Saatchi with Megaphone, which is
cool.
Telephone communications company. And
cool. Just basically an exercise in how many innovations can we put into one idea.
Yeah. Well.
How can it fail?
On drones.
You need the hashtag.
Let's move on. Christian, what did you pick from the best of Cannes this year?
This is probably going to be the most difficult explanation in my whole
life. Did it have a client attached?
It had a client attached. Actually, it had an awesome client. It was
in that case, we're already ahead.
It was a charity attached to it. So
even better.
It's
called
Brothers in Arms. It's a New Zealand charity. And why I picked it is because I think this is, so far, I mean, in the last couple of years, it's the best tactical execution I've actually seen because it's just...
That's a big call, Christian.
Whoa.
It's something that...
The best tactical execution you've ever seen.
In the last couple of years, not ever. But still, I mean, apart from the work that's going around this building, obviously.
We're filming the listeners are on baited, literally tender hooks.
Like someone's just parked up in case this revelation disturbs their driving.
This was done for, as I said, Brothers in Arms charity. It's a New Zealand charity. And what they did is they wanted to get, obviously, a lot of charities and want to get corporate sponsors. And instead of actually cold calling, which is most of what these charities tend to do, they managed to get a call from these huge corporate clients. And the way they did it, that was, I think, something really, really awesome. So instead of actually asking for donations, they made donations themselves on because what they did, they were looking at the publicly available bank account details of these big companies, and they deposited $30 worth of $1 deposits on their accounts. So what it did is it these companies, actually the finance department people, they realized that there is an error in system because there's just some transactions without an invoice behind it. So it prompted them to actually look at it, and when they looked at it online, what they saw is there were 30 times $1 deposits, and each dollar deposit had a different comment. So all these were actually below each other, and if you read through the comments, then you actually read through the message of the Brothers in Arms charity. And what the other thing that it did is at the very last comment was actually their phone number. So they had to call the charity back in order to balance out their invoices. So they had to actually refund the $30. And then obviously they started a conversation whilst they were on the phone with them doing the refund. And I think it was just... I'm so excited that you can see how excited I am about it. It's because it's something that, for instance, I would have never thought of.
And also congratulations, because at one point I genuinely didn't think we were going to get to an explanation. That is a difficult thing to explain over audio. That's amazing.
Thank you very much. I think you did a much better description than me in my signs. So,
but I wasn't so interactive in terms of if it was a video, it would have been much better.
I remind you again, this is an audio.
What were the results like for
so,
that?
So what they did is basically they managed to get two really huge clients supposedly on board. They didn't actually put any numbers behind it, how much donation it meant, but they said that 70% of these clients who actually they donated to we're starting to have a conversation with them on a longer basis to actually regularly support them.
In terms of inventing media, it's a phenomenal way of, like, it's easy to say that media is anything these days and anything is media. This is phenomenal that an invoice discrepancy sheet is now media.
Yes. I think I whenever you were going through it, I went, this is amazing, and I absolutely loved the comments, and all the comments were different on every single $1 transaction. I thought, this is the most amazing execution. And then I thought, as long as they have a really good finance team that would actually know that was happening, and they weren't just like, what's all this? That whatever, we've got $30 credit.
It's a very risky strategy. You could have lost a lot of money.
It is only $30.
Yeah, times how many companies to talk to.
No, I agree.
$30 from a charity, though.
That's a lot of money.
A lot.
Yeah. But I thought, fantastic execution. I actually really appreciate that.
And we love and respect a bit of bravery here on the PhD cast.
Absolutely. I think it's interesting. I'd love to see if they'd analysed and understood that the finance people were the gatekeepers of the money. Because it's interesting... Because that space is really interesting, like targeting approach would be really interesting overlay to that idea. Because then I think that would really justify why they've done that.
So if they'd identified the finance team as the financial decision makers,
absolutely,
then, yeah,
not the person that's the audience
targeting
and spreadsheets.
Because
I guess that actually depends on the size of company you talk to as well.
Definitely. I mean, they needed to have publicly available profiles, which I don't know how many companies actually have to do that.
So in terms of results, didn't have actual numbers.
You didn't have numbers behind, like, how much dollar New Zealand dollar donations they actually
receive.
Results don't matter.
Yes, they can.
Can we enter those results? Yes, we can. And that was a bank job for Brothers in Arms, which was by FCB over in Auckland. Is that right?
Yes.
Awesome stuff. Jess, you've picked one of your favourites as well.
Yeah, so my favourite was The Magic of Flying by British Airways, which won the Gold Lion for Best Use of Screens.
Ooh. Oh, hotly contended.
It was. We entered that category.
Yeah.
So basically what they did was their objective was to raise awareness of the range of different flights that British Airways offers. So their target was business and tourist travellers, and they picked certain hotspots in London.
Like business and tourist travellers as opposed to people who
travel
for fun.
And be a tourist.
Actually, I've got a friend who travels for fun. Actually, he flies for fun. He just loves it.
And comes back home again.
Yeah, he does it for the points.
Very specific targeting approach, that was the case.
So not targeting Phil. Hey, Phil.
So basically what they did was they created these billboards that reacted to British Airways planes flying overhead. So they had these at Piccadilly Circus and on one of the main routes to Heathrow Airport. So they had all this crazy technology they used that could read every aircraft's transponder data. So they could see where they were coming from and where they were going, and they could get the flight numbers. So this billboard reacted to the data that it was getting from this antenna on top of the billboard, and it actually showed in real time what plane was flying overhead, the flight number, and where it was coming from. So the visual is really cool, and if you haven't seen the YouTube video, you should definitely check it out. But basically, another thing that I thought was really cool is that they managed to negotiate an industry-first media deal that allowed them to interrupt whatever was on the billboard at the time. So they could actually react in real time to the planes
overhead. So the billboard actually reacted to a plane that was flying overhead at that moment, at that time, and would just cut into the advertising reel at that point. It's amazing.
So how angry would you be if you were
never actually imagined that it was so... Like, it was so difficult to set it up. When I was looking at the video, I saw that they even had... And that was, for me, that was also really impressive. They had a sensor that was actually sensing whether there are clouds in the sky, so actually people could see those airplanes.
So if there were clouds, it wouldn't show it.
Yes, exactly.
Couldn't see.
Awesome.
It's amazing. And that was through Ogilvy, is that right?
Yeah, so they had some awesome results through it as well. So they had over 1 million YouTube views in the first few weeks. But they, I think the most impressive...
have 1 million YouTube views,
yeah. That's what
I've noticed. Yeah,
I think the most impressive part of it was that they got a lot of global coverage. So they had a lot of earned media from like different press outlets talking about how innovative and cool the technology they were using was.
I love it. It's one of my favourites. You know how hard it is to impress me.
Yeah, it's a stunning execution. Yeah.
I would also
years.
Like to know how many of those YouTube views were agency people going, that's fucking awesome.
I actually wondered. I saw it in your hand.
87%.
I just wonder. It's funny. Anyway.
What's interesting about the entries that we've already discussed is that none of them have been entered by media agencies, which I think is a really interesting topic, because that's a great example of media working together with creative, right?
Mm-hmm.
But done from a creative agency perspective,
mm-hmm.
which feels like there's a definite... I think that was definitely a trend in Cannes of where are the media agencies? Where are our creativity being celebrated? Because it's not currently showcased enough at Cannes at the moment.
And ultimately, a debate that's going on right now, are media agencies just not as good at ideas, or are we not as good storytellers, or are we just not crafting great videos, which ultimately is what you need to cut through in a jury room in Cannes, which will get through hundreds, if not thousands, of entries in one weekend.
And also these are tactics, they're media kind of moments potentially, or as you call it, a tactic. Yeah, and I think that's interesting in itself. So we tend to think in campaigns, or tend to think in wider approaches to strategies or whatever, and actually this is just like picking one instance and run with it.
And if you think about it, there are not too many categories that actually foster that is actually a campaign. So apart from the one which is like best integrated media, for instance, that could be one.
Yeah.
But the rest is really coming with a tactical execution. It's smart enough.
And my one...
Johan, you picked a PhD one.
I have, because I wanted to pick one.
We should probably mention PhD.
Yeah, go for it.
PhD, the most awarded agency network at Cannes. 48 Cannes Lions in total, 43 bronze, no, one bronze, 43 credited, and 4 golds. Amazing network job, an amazing effort. 2 campaigns doing phenomenally well. One out of India, PhD India for Hindustan Unilever, Kankajura Tassan, and the other out of the UK for Warner Brothers, which was, Stu, the all-Lego ad break.
Yes, which is my favourite one, because it is so simple. I think their task was really about how do you get cynical adults, especially cynical Brits adults, whinging pond, to actually want to go and see a Lego movie when typically you go, it's probably for kids, it's going to be really boring. So they tried to invoke that that the childhood memories around Lego, and they chose one simple vehicle to do that, which was the old fashioned telly ad break, but did it in a way that really kind of played to the charm of Lego, which is basically turn that whole ad break into lots of different Lego scenarios. So take actual ads and turn them into, make them reenacted by Lego, which was just a simple yet brilliant idea.
And also incredibly difficult and an amazing effort to execute, because you're actually dealing with other advertisers, other agencies, other media agencies, to get permission to use what's essentially their IP in order to deliver your idea.
And it's also a huge credit for those clients, because they just jumped on board and actually they took the risk. There were a couple of awesome clients in there. I think they did four.
British Heart Foundation, British Telecom, Confused.com, and Premier Inn. And they all paid for their own media.
Yeah.
So that in itself just is testament to that level of integration, which I thought was interesting.
Can I query, just based off of the last discussion that we were on in terms of the media versus creative agency, so when you're saying this as we've entered this one, this was our award, it could be easily confused that it was a creative idea, because technically the creative is Lego, but the media channel is just TV. So I think it's interesting to go back to the debate we were just mentioning that's going on in the industry at the moment of, are we creative enough, or are we just doing kind of media channels? And here I would say this actually is a creative idea that a media agency has come up with, not necessarily innovative use of media.
Absolutely, and that is exactly one of the reasons why I think I chose it, because it really does play to that tension. It does simple traditional telly media planning, but leveraged in a really creative way. And I think we as an industry have this kind of great opportunity around film clients, because they quite often don't have creative agencies, they do have just assets. So it often is the perfect match for us, from as a media agency point of view, to actually play in that space more than some other clients, where you've got the traditional roles of creative agency, media agency, and increasingly a digital agency producing all the assets, and we're just putting them in places. So I think it is a definite great example of that circumstance and that relationship.
And also, just going back to the quality of the video and actually the quality of the entry itself, so Warner Brothers was so much on board with this that actually the guy who's narrating the Lego movie trailer, he kicked off the award video itself. So it was, I think, also a really cool testament of how seriously some clients actually take it.
And I think that's it as well. Like, all these entries are just awesome. Like, they're really easy to understand, and you get it, and it's one big moment. And I think that's the secret to Cannes, really, isn't it? It's not about prolonged strategies. It's actually just about one thing, easily understandable, and it just looks awesome.
Long live the tactic.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, I've just got another one that I quite like.
Oh, yeah, one.
So this was the Samsung. We were debating this a couple of weeks ago in your podcast around, is this actually the Samsung moment, the selfie that happened in the Oscars, was that real or not? Actually, there was the Cannes entry to say that it wasn't. So Samsung had already given Ellen the phone and encouraged her to take selfies and stuff. So it had massive social media traction. It was the biggest selfie of all time, but was actually driven by commercial funding from Samsung. So that's a really interesting one for me, just because it's a revelation that something so culturally significant can actually be driven by advertising. So I guess that's the point of kind of a Cannes as well.
Yeah, I think what's interesting is that so far before Cannes, actually, we were trying to track down any case studies and any information that we were selling to do, that yes, it was actually something that we didn't manage. And also, that we're talking about revelations, then this could be also a kind of a revelation, actually, this campaign was, yes, it was a campaign.
Go Cannes. That is about all we've got time for. thank you for all your nominations, and well done again, PhD Network, for an amazing Cannes result. We'll be back next week with the intern special of the PhD cast. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening, and a big thank you to Jess,
bye,
Lauren,
bye,
Kristen,
bye,
and Stu.
Bye.
That was cute, wasn't it? Bye everyone, thanks for listening.
Don't say
it. Hello.
Hello. Say bye, and I'm like, hi.
To get more from PhD Australia, you can like us on Facebook, you can follow us on Twitter, or find us on Google Plus at PhD Australia.